early voting for president has already started in Iowa by absentee ballot. Iowans like to get started early. They held the first caucuses in the nation back in January. Polls show the race close there, leaning slightly to President Bush. Yesterday, NPR's Linda Wertheimer reported on Kerry voters in neighboring Minnesota. Today, she visits with some of the president's voters in the northeastern town of Decorah.
Decorah is a small town, just 8,000 people. A river runs through it, hills curl around it, and somehow the town has preserved most of its houses. The ornate Victorian mansions on the hill, the simple four-square houses near the river. Prosperous farms stretch out to the south. Luther College looks down on the town. Decorah was settled by Norwegians, and their descendants are still here. You can buy lefse at the back home bakery, along with donuts and cookies. There's a long table at the bakery where regulars gather for morning coffee. Don Glow is an attorney. He has heard the Bush campaign message.
Well, I'm voting for George Bush because I know I've got a good idea what he's going to do, and is taking the war against terrorism as best he can and fighting terrorism, because I think that's the only way we can do it. We can't sit here and wait to be attacked.
Mr. Glow says he can't tell what John Kerry might do. Robert Thorson retired from the power company. He's voting for the president because he likes him.
I just like the guy, and I know the problems in Iraq we've had and all this kind of stuff, but I think he can handle it better than Kerry can. I guess you might say I've been a Republican all my life, so that's why I'm sticking with him. Terrorism, when they did that thing in New York, I'm glad Bush stepped up. I know a lot of people didn't like it, but someday they're going to thank him for what he did there.
Decorah is more than 60% Republican. The coffee drinkers at the bakery more than reflect that, but there are levels of support. Buck Mickelson is retired from State Farm Insurance. He doesn't like Kerry, so he'll reluctantly vote for the president.
I don't like the war in Iraq. I don't think anyone does, but we're there and we have to deal with it, and I think the president administration can deal with it much better than a new administration.
Any concerns about how we got there?
That's a toughie. I think the best answer to that is to say we were damned if we did and we were damned if we didn't.
Changing leaders during a war would be a mistake, according to retired educator Francis Peterson, but he too has doubts about the Iraq war.
I'm uncomfortable with it, and I don't know how soon we'll have a solution. I hope we have a solution. Hindsight's 20/20. If I was looking back now, I wouldn't go, but back then, I probably would have done what was done.
There were a couple of Kerry supporters at the table when we walked in, including Don Roby, formerly a community college president. On the war, however, he thinks the president did the right thing.
I cannot fault President Bush for going to Iraq. A lot of Democrats do. I don't fault him for that. Neither candidate has an exit strategy. I haven't heard one from Kerry, and I haven't heard one, and Bush obviously doesn't have one. So that's a real dilemma.
Not only is Iowa a hotly contested state now, the political competition started here last October, the Iowa caucus campaign. Iowans are happy to have a major role in picking presidents, but they are getting a little weary. Dale Miller used to be a parts manager.
I wished it was over. Too long to listen to all these politics lying back and forth on the radio and TV. It gets very sickening. Thank God for remotes. That clicker, I'm afraid, is going to be wore out before a November election.
I concur with him 100%.
Battleground state fatigue, huh?
That's correct. Good thing I got a mute button on my dealy bob there. I kick that off and on all the time.
That last voice was Dick Schumann, retired from the tire business. He was one of the few we met who's still undecided.
One of them says he's going to do this and that one if he gets in, but he doesn't tell how he's going to do it. The other has made some mistakes, we realize that, and maybe he can correct him. I don't agree with what's going on over there right now, these young men being killed every day. I think it's terrible. I'd hate to have a grandson or somebody over there right now.
I'd be in Iraq, you mean?
In Iraq, yes. But I don't know the answer to it. I just wish I could help.
Decorah voters waiting out the campaign can step outside tomorrow night and watch a harvest moon rise over their improbably pretty little town. Being Iowans, though, they'll probably go back inside to watch the debate. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Decorah, Iowa.